Here's your host, Jesse Edwards.
Hey, besties. Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Today's guest decided to spin the block and revisit your girl. Al, they have been married going on 38 years, and they are proving that love can last a lifetime if you've got faith, patience, and a really good sense of humor. David and Tamala Mann, they are back on Chatting with Chelsea. And they are here to chat about how they are taking the lessons that they've learned about love over the years on the road. And they're helping you to build a blissful relationship, just like this one.
I love being married. It's kind of like being with your best friend all the time. It's hands down probably the best decision I've ever made in my life.
Yeah.
Yes. Love you. Thanks, babe. Okay, I've got 5 seconds. It's the absolute worst. I feel like he's always hounding me about the budget. I got to come up with dinner every single night. I got to watch my weight. I got to have the house clean. I can't just eat cereal for dinner. I feel like he's just always nagging. Hi, babe.
Hey.
Aww.
Ready?
I'm ready. Always ready for you. Love you.
Love you. Yes, that is what I mean by sense of humor. Now, the Manns are sharing all sorts of relationship advice, no matter what stage you're in. Dating, engaged, married for decades, or fresh off the nuptials like Whitney here, who has learned so much already.
3 things I've learned being in a healthy relationship. 1, boring is not boring. It's peace. Ouch. Because when you've lived in chaos, less stimulation feels a little high, but it's given healthy. It's given vitamin C, but your immunity. Number 2, the more wholeness you seek in singleness, the less room you make for brokenness later. Because I hear you can only give what you have. So if all you have is brokenness, it's giving shatters. Ask questions, eliminate assumptions. Because what I understood is through my lens, and it could very well not be true. Because I know you meant to do it. Oh, you didn't mean to do that? Oh, sorry. Must be brokenness residue. You okay? You're not doing too much seeking understanding, and the right person will understand. Because life is a journey. Life is a journey, life is a journey, life is a journey. You know, and I'm just so happy Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That is some great advice right there. But you know, sometimes guys don't really accept relationship advice unless it comes from another guy. So here's Chad with some ideas.
Expert marriage tip. If your wife is resting on a recliner because she had a really bad day at work and isn't feeling well, but you notice the dirty dishes in the sink, it's time for you as a husband to step up. Move her recliner in the kitchen so she can get those dishes done. Follow for more expert marriage tips.
You've got to be joking me, right?
Actually, I am. I'm not moving it in there. You're going to move it in here.
And that was the last we ever heard from Chad. May he rest in peace. We wanted to get advice from you about relationships. So we posted a poll on our YouTube page, Chatting with Chelsea, and also on my Instagram page at ChelseaFox26. Here's the question. What is the real way you get over an argument with your partner? Choices are A, hug and kiss, B, between the sheets, C, take a 24-hour break, or D, argue it all the way out, like it's a championship round. We had Dr. Viviana respond. She's been on the show before. She says, D, argue it all the way out so no one feels like they are not being heard. It works. And y'all should listen to her. She's a relationship expert, okay? And Naturally Unmarked said, sometimes I need a 24-hour break to make sure I'm not crazy. But I do be crazy most of the time, LOL. Facts. I mean, she has self-awareness. That's really good. That's a good start. And BJ by Design says D is inevitable. You know, argue it out if you really want to resolve an issue. But A, B, or C determines how that convo is gonna take place. So you might start with a hug and kiss or a little bit more to resolve it. I got you, BJ. And author Avery Washington said, don't argue. And that was all he said. I said, at all? Question mark, question mark? He said, I've been married 26 years and we have been through the arguing stage. There comes a time in a marriage where both of you understand that we should be each other's peace. And there is nothing wrong with that. He knows how his marriage works and he's gonna do what works, all right? Keep doing it. And Jay Richness says, if you say anything other than a 24-hour break, you are too mature for me. So he says he needs his space. He can't handle it otherwise. Give him his space, and then you can get to A, B, and C. All right, guys, we are going to get some relationship advice straight from David and Tamala Mann after this break. You don't want to miss it. Keep it right here, besties. After 37 years of marriage, they are still making music together, making us laugh, and showing couples how it's done. Welcome back to Chat with Chelsea, Tamala and David, man.
Thank you.
I feel so special.
Thank you.
And we feel at home.
Special. Like, we get a sequel.
We do.
We love you, matter of fact. Well, y'all are coming back around because you got this relationship tour kicking off.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The Love and Relationship Tour is, and one, it's celebrating 38 years of marriage for us.
Yes. April will be 38 years.
It will be 38.
38 years.
Right on time.
And so people get to come and celebrate 38 years with us. What the tour is about, it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a concert, not just comedy, not just sit down talk. It's everything. All of those. So Tamala and I are going to do music from our Love album.
Okay.
So we'll get to finally sing and do a concert together.
I get to sing with him.
Yes.
I'm excited about singing with him. I told him, I said, babe, don't worry about it. I said, just look at me. We're going to look at each other and we're just going to have a good time.
I love it.
I mean, but because I'm singing about the love of my life.
Yes. So. He has like dim the lights.
Right. You said we're going to have a love den. It's going to be called the love den.
The love den. What's happening in the love den?
Well, ain't no telling.
Just a little love and a something.
And then so we'll sit down. As we sing through some of our songs, we'll tell our story of 38 years of marriage
and
33 years
being in the
industry.
Business. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have those intimate conversations, some funny stories from our love. And then we'll bring out some special guests to have those conversations, whether it's about love, whether it's about finances, whether about intimacy and relationships, blended families.
Yes.
We're going to cover all of those things by just having sit down. And here is going to be Pastor Keon and Shani Henderson.
Here in Houston, where it kicks off.
Yep, but we have like 17 cities.
Okay.
So, you know, the loveandrelationshiptour.com for more information on it. If you're in another city or somebody's, y'all watching.
We on Fox Soul, so we're nationwide.
That's just the first half.
I'm sorry.
That's the first half.
There's more.
The second half, I come out and
he does comedy.
I do stand-up comedy.
Okay, all right.
When I tell you, I can't wait.
Yes. Because
when you go on tour, you kind of come off stage a little bit and just kind of let it marinate.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get on stage.
So he's basing it off of relationships. His comedy is going to be on relationships.
Okay.
And then after he does. Okay, first of all, I just want to let everybody know, don't come too flashy so David won't. Because he has a tendency to look in the audience.
What?
He will. Oh, he will. So just come and, go easy.
I'm asking him every night, get it where I can walk down in the audience.
I'm encouraging people. Well,
do it.
You dress up, but you know.
Dress up loud as you want to.
Because you're going to talk about.
Because he's going to be cutting up. I'll come out and finish with some of the favorite songs, Take Me to the King.
Yes.
Only Imagine Change.
Some of your favorites from.
And then also new music from the Live, Breathe, and Fight album. So.
Wow. Now this sounds like a time.
It's an experience. It's a full experience.
Yes. We're going to be able to touch every emotion. That's what I'm excited about because it's going to be some crying, laughing, dancing, some shouting, all the things.
And some insight, some learning, because this is really about healing and restoration.
Yes. Mm.
So is this at all similar to the Live, Breathe, Fight tour that you were going to do last year?
Actually, this is the other part for his family. No, it's actually different. That was just going to be just music.
Okay. Concert,
this right here, like just a concert, but this is more, to me, it has more of a circle to it where it's like we're hitting life, talking about life issues, mm-hmm. as well as the comedy and with the music.
Got mm-hmm. it, okay.
So it's just a something different.
Yes.
You know, because we're not just talking about relationship as it relates to
marriage.
Husband and wife right. and marriage. If you want to be engaged, want to, you know, in love, thinking about love, yeah. or you want to have a better relationship with your friend, better yeah. relationship with your kids,
yes.
this is about all kinds of relationships.
Okay, because I know a lot of people were disappointed when y'all had to cancel that.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yep,
but stuff happened, and I don't want to say I'm glad, but this allows us to be able to do this is our passion.
And I really believe this is what God is calling us to do right now.
Yes.
Because again, like David said, so many families are being under attack. And so many relationships are being under attack. Where our thing is to come to bring encouragement that family is all you have. And we can rekindle. We can be rebooted. We can start over and show forgiveness and mercy to each other. That because, you know, we have less time than we have more.
Amen mm-hmm. to that. So speaking of, last time y'all were here, y'all were talking about fighting over the covers. So if y'all can't share the covers, hey. How y'all sharing the whole tour? What is that? Hey, how are we making this happen?
That's some of the conversation. We'll sit. That's some of the, we've had some funny stories over these 38 years, and we're going to share some of those.
That's
the good,
that
bad,
that's
the ugly.
That menopause. I told you, that menopause is
crazy.
That
menopause, that's a booger
but
right
we
there.
But we working through that.
Okay, she, good.
Yeah.
Now, who's the first to say, I'm sorry? After an argument.
She Me. Is, but.
Really? Okay.
She is, but.
But? There's a big but.
Big right there. But. But we, that's one thing we've learned, and this has, even with the Love and Relationship Tour, is having an apology without resolving the issue mm-hmm. is just an apology.
Mm.
And so that's something that we've learned over the years. She was fast to say, I'm sorry, but there was no resolve. It was, I'm saying I'm sorry because I don't want no smoke.
Yeah.
But I was like, dear, what are we apologizing for?
Well,
if we haven't resolved that
whole
thing.
Have to get to the resolve.
Yeah.
Have to get to
okay.
the resolve.
Okay, and then so. Keep that in mind moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I know a lot of people are gonna come out because they trying to bring the sexy back in their relationships. Cause y'all keep it hot.
I'm trying to keep it hot. I'm changing
is,
up all the time.
It's me that's slowing down. I'm gonna have to call me a stunt double in. I'm like,
oh my God.
Y'all in this menopause can go one or two ways.
You gotta keep it hot and spicy in a relationship. I mean, you know, that's the thing about being together for 38 years, and it's like I still like him and I'm still in love with him. So of course, whatever I need to do to change, to make it better, that's what I want to do. The same thing for him. He's wanting to change things. Mm-hmm. So we do that evaluation thing in our marriage every year to say what we're doing and things that we need to work on to make it better, because we're in it to win it.
Yep.
We're in it to the end until death do us part.
Mm-hmm. And the night is a night of love, healing, restoration,
and grace,
and good
Talk
old grace, good old fun, and just some good, when I tell you, some laughter, because some of the stuff to have, I'm telling you, to have Shawnee Henderson on.
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
This one right here, I already know we're going to have a little situation.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have to calm them down.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And I wait.
Yeah.
Now, kids are not invited.
Yes, yeah, so for kids.
Well, you know.
Look, wait.
You know, I would say kids, it's not that they're not invited.
The older
it's
kids.
More, it's, what, when you say older kids, like.
How much older? Because here's the thing. I mean, kids can, you know, suck the sexy out of a relationship.
So I would say kids are.
But that's one of the discussions.
That's what I want to know. Like, what's the tip there? Is it leave them at home?
Leave
especially
them at home.
A night like this?
Because there's going to be some grown folk conversations happening.
Okay.
Leave them at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Get the kids out of the room. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. We have David and Tamala Mann with more relationship advice going on their Love and Relationship Tour. Okay, I got to know this because y'all are so busy. Y'all do so much together, from music to acting, everything else. Plus, you had the kids and the grandkids. How do you make time to prioritize your spiritual lives individually and as a couple?
Well, I just try to make sure I take that time. My closet, my car, it's like to me to have kind of like those private moments. We do, he goes in his office.
Yeah,
so it's like we kind of just, it's like you just have to make time for it.
Like sporadically, I'll just hit like some scripture like the other day. I'll just read this right here. And then, so I'm just throughout the day, you know, every once in a while I'll go through and see, or I'll see something. I said, well, let me look that up and read it. So mine is throughout the day.
Okay, are y'all sending each other scriptures after a disagreement
I was sharing some stuff with her that, you know, I've just been writing. I'll share that with her, but I don't be like, let me send her one of these petty scriptures. A woman should be this and a woman should do this.
Excuse me. No, we don't. We don't do that kind of petty stuff.
Scripture.
But when we first got married, I could do some petty talking, like, you know, your mama crazy, your granddaddy crazy.
We grew up.
Yeah, that kind of stuff was tearing us down.
I'd be like, whoa, whatever. I was like, you could say stuff so piercing. He was like, what, pierce? I was like, yeah, because you forgive, but you just have to be careful because those thoughts, you still remember those thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's like learning over the years.
We tell everybody, we don't have a perfect marriage. Right. What we do have is a work in progress. And every day we're working to make this better.
That's
and
right.
After 38 years, I can tell you, this thing feels good.
It does.
Good. Couples, if you can survive that 5, 7, 8 years and get over on this side, man, ooh.
Okay.
It just make me tingly all over.
All over. Down to the shoes. Okay. What is a way that you are loving each other differently at this time as opposed to those first 5 to 7 years?
For me, I can say is working on my patience. Because David is a lot more patient with me than I am with him.
Really?
But see, people think it's me.
I'm pretty easy, but it's like he notices everything. So I'm trying to be more attentive. We always said from the beginning, try to outdo each other, doing for each other. That has worked for us. But it's still things like, you know, to just be honest that I'm still working on.
Just let them know who's in the lead.
Whatever.
Who's in the lead? Get out for me.
I challenge guys, there is no possible way that you can love me as much as I love
you. But that's
woman.
Not true. Mm. But I just think because he's more, he just do more things.
Okay, like what?
Like fixing something at the house, or we need to replace something. It's like I can say it, and then it's like,
well, she don't necessarily mean to do it right now,
but he jumped pretty close to it right away. Yeah,
you done made millions of women watching jealous.
It's within reason, but I can say, like, for instance, something in the yard, I'm like, I think we really need to change this, or this needs to be fixed.
Hey, let's get this straight.
Yeah, he'll.
And you on it.
Yeah. But let me tell you this, though. On the flip side, she has never pressured me to perform. And when I say pressured me to perform is, they got a new car, they got a new house, we need it. It's always like, if we can do that, let's do that. But if we can't, there's been times when financially we weren't there, and she's like, I'm going to work. I'm not finna have you do all of this by yourself and leave you struggling and stroking out.
Yeah, yeah.
So she has never pressured me to perform and be the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
It's like the Jeffersons got what they got. We the man.
Now, since you brought up this stroking out, I gotta ask this question.
Uh-huh.
Because I called y'all's people not too long ago.
Uh-oh.
There is a post that seems to keep popping up. Look, David is already like, oh, Lord, about a health complication, you falling out in the middle of a show. And I knew it was not true when I saw it, but it just seems to keep popping up and going viral. What do you think is happening?
Who was the white dude? I don't need your help. White dude standing up over there. I'm like, move, this my woman.
But that is
that wasn't true.
But it's funny. It's an attack of the enemy. Because every time we're getting ready to come out with something, it's either we dying or something bad like that happens as a distraction for us. And I don't know why.
When we announced that we were doing the Love and Relationship tour, there was a rumor going around that we were getting divorced. So we're in Hawaii chilling on the beach.
Sipping bai tais.
And somebody comes and says, Y'all getting a divorce?
What?
There's a rumor going on. Yep. So we had to go live and say, hey, y'all, they say we're getting a divorce, but ain't nobody told us that we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, that he was, that everybody was trying to hurt me, and it was crazy.
I was suing her for $20 million.
Wow.
$50 million.
$50 million, okay.
Yeah, but I was like, you need to go get that. Go get that $50
million. Right.
We want to see that, whoever got it.
What do you say to these folks who are starting these rumors and spreading them?
You know, I just pray that the Lord get them.
Okay.
I pray your thumbs fall off.
No.
So you won't be able to text.
Okay, okay. So y'all not petty with each other, but with everybody else.
Well, so I'm like, but I don't understand. It's like, why would you do that on somebody and tell some untruth like that?
Yeah.
Because they had storylines with it.
Yeah, you
would. Like, I was having an affair with Dr. Jackie.
It was another one that came out to say that I was going to sit down and I was going to stop singing and stop traveling.
Yeah.
What?
So, when all this is just happening for us talking about the tour, it's like, oh, now she wants to sit back and she's going to chill for a minute.
So like, all of those are lies. Because I was like, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but I don't know Dr. Jackie.
Yeah,
I don't think Dr. Jackie knows me.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. I'm good with the one
good
I got.
The way you are,
yeah,
okay.
I'm good. We'll be coming up on 40 years. I'm not trading in for 20-year-olds.
Amen.
No, I'm good. I'm going to keep my 40.
Amen to that. Yes. Y'all keep it right there also. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with a little bit more from the man's. I hate that we have to let y'all go.
It's always so quick because we have good conversations.
It goes like this. Okay.
It really does.
To see more of y'all, how can people get tickets for the tour?
TheLoveAndRelationshipTour.com.
Okay.
TheLoveAndRelationshipTour.com. Put in the code
LOVE10.
LOVE10.
When you go on the site, put in the code LOVE10. It'll give you a discount automatically.
Yes, and we got to keep up with everything else on your social page, right?
At David and Tamla. We do everything together.
Okay,
David,
I love
and Tamla
it.
And if it's not, it's not us. They lying.
Yeah, they lying. They lying.
More lies.
Right. Thank y'all so much for coming back.
Thank you for having us.
Can't wait to check out this tour and see more of you.
Thank you.
You guys keep up with us on YouTube. Subscribe to our page, Chatting with Chelsea, and our social, Chelsea Shows Fox. And we'll see you on the next Chatting with Chelsea.